So you have to bring a valid photo ID. So driver's license, something with your picture on it. So on Wednesday when you come in, that's the first day you can come in. Bring that up, we'll look. If you're registered to vote and you're already in there, perfect, it'll go smooth. If you're not registered to vote in Carroll County, you'll need that valid ID, which if it has your current address and your photo, you're good to go. That's what we'll use. If it doesn't have your current address, we'll need two forms of ID. So a utility bill, a bank statement, something with your name and your current address.